المعدة هو اجتماع الشكر اللي متعودين نعمله دائما في نهاية كل سنة.
Given that this is the thanks meeting, the Thanksgiving meeting that we're accustomed to having every year.
هقرأ بعض الأعداد من سفر التكوين أصحاح 48.
I'll read a few verses from Genesis chapter 48.
ابتداء من عدد 3.
Starting from verse 3.
وقال يعقوب ليوسف الله القادر على كل شيء ظهر لي في لوز في أرض كنعان وباركني وقال ليها أنا أجعلك مثمرا وأكثرك وأجعلك جمهورا من الأمم وأعطي نسلك هذه الأرض من بعدك ملكا أبديا. عدد 6 عدد 7 وأنا حين جئت من فدان ماتت عندي رحيل في أرض كنعان في الطريق إذ بقيت مسافة من الأرض حتى آتي إلى أفراتة فدفنتها هناك في طريق أفراتة التي هي بيت لحم.
So from verse 3, and Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. Then verse 7, and as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem.
عدد 15 وبارك يوسف اللي هو يعقوب وقال الله الذي صار أمامه أبوايا إبراهيم وإسحاق الله الذي رعاني منذ وجودي إلى هذا اليوم الملاك الذي خلصني من كل شر يبارك الغلامين وليدع عليهما اسمي واسم أبوايا إبراهيم وإسحاق وليكثر كثيرا في الأرض.
Verse 15. And he, that is Jacob, blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
أنا هتكلم في ثلاث أفكار في الجزء اللي إحنا قريناهم دولا.
I want to meditate on three thoughts coming from the passage that we've read.
الفكرة الأولانية لما يعقوب اتكلم مع يوسف وقال له الله القادر على كل شيء.
The first thought is when Jacob was speaking with Joseph, and he said to him, "The God who is able to do all things."
وذكر له حادثة جت في سفر التكوين أصحاح 28.
And he rehearsed to him an event that happened in Genesis 28.
حادثة الثانية اللي ذكرها له هو موت رحيل مرات يعقوب اللي كان بيحبها يعقوب فراح ذكر له موضوع موت رحيل.
The second event that Jacob told Joseph about is the death of Rachel. The death of Rachel, the one whom he loved. And finally, Jacob summarized for Joseph everything that God did with him when he said the words, the God which fed me, or which shepherded me, all my life long unto this day. And I just want to look at these three thoughts quickly. And hopefully this will also be of benefit to the younger people when we look at the three things that Jacob said to Joseph.
أحلى كلام وأحسن كلام بيقول الإنسان خلاصة الكلام كله خلاصة حياته بيلخصها قبل ما بيموت.
The nicest words people often say is at the end of their life when they come to review or summarize what has happened in their life.
لكن احنا مش هنتكلم عن نهاية حياتنا لكن هنتكلم عن نهاية عام مضى. ايه الشيء اللي انا بفتكره في العام اللي فات ده اللي عمله الله معايا؟
We're not so much today speaking about the end of our lives and looking back on that, but rather we've come to the end of the year and we want to think about what has happened in the past year.
لاحظوا انه في عدد 3 قال له يعقوب قال لي يوسف اول عباره قالها له قال له الله القادر على كل شيء ظهر لي في لوز في ارض كنعان وباركني في هذا المكان.
Notice the first thing that Jacob says to Joseph in verse 3. God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything, appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. Blessed me there. So then in Genesis 28, the first meeting between God and Jacob is when God blessed Jacob.
لكن أصيب أو جت مصيبة على يعقوب اللي هو مترحيل.
But the second time that God met with Jacob, it's not that he blessed him on that occasion, but rather there was a difficulty in his life, and that is when Rachel died.
وإحنا في حياتنا في العام اللي فات الله باركنا ولغاية النهاردة هذه الأخبار اللي سمعناها إن الله بارك عائلات وإداهم.
And like we heard, over the past year, God has blessed us. God has given to families children. God has blessed various families.
لكن في نفس الوقت حصل خلال السنة دي أمور في حياتنا أمور مكدرة أمور صعبة. مثلا اللوك داون اللي حصل لينا والظروف ده علينا ككل كجماعة لكن في حياتنا كأفراد كل واحد في حياته حصلت أمور ربما ما كانش مبسوط بيها ما كانش happy بيها لكن حصلت.
But on the other hand, there have also been events over the past year that have been difficult. For example, the lockdown that we all passed through, and we can all think in our personal lives of things which were also difficult for us.
فبتحصل حاجات وحشة وبتحصل حاجات كويسة.
So bad things happen and also good things happen.
لكن اللي بيطمننا اللي سمح بالأمور الحلوة هو الله واللي سمح بالأمور الوحشة هو الله وإحنا بناخد الأمور الحلوة والأمور الوحشة طالما من يد الله فإحنا نقبلها بشكر.
But what assures us is that the God who permitted the good things is also the God who permitted the bad things in our lives and we accept both from him.
عشان كده بنشوف هنا إن كنا بنشكر على حاجات حلوة حصلت معانا وبنشكر أيضا على حاجات وحشة حصلت معانا لكن بنشهد في نهاية العام كما شهد عنه يعقوب الله الذي رعاني إمتى منذ وجودي يعني لما حصلت الحاجات الحلوة أنا بشكر الله أنه رعاني فيها ولما حصلت الحاجات الوحشة أنا بشكر الله أنه أيضا رعاني فيها.
And so when we look back and we give thanks to God for everything, not just the good, but also for the difficulties, we can say, as Jacob did in this passage, God before whom, sorry, the God which fed me or shepherded me all my life long.
لكن عايز ياخد تعليق على الأمور الحلوة اللي الله عملها مع يعقوب في الأول اللي هو ابتداء من عدد 3. وقال يعقوب ليوسف الله القادر على كل شيء ظهر لي في لوز 1028.
But we want to start by thinking about the good things that happened in Jacob's life. And it says in verse 3, the event which happened in Genesis 28, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz.
سؤال اللي نسأله ما علاقة الله القادر على كل شيء وظهوره في تكوين 28. لو رجعنا أصح 28 إيه اللي حصل في أصح 28 ليعقوب؟
If we ask ourselves the question, what is the relationship between God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything, and God's appearance to Jacob, recorded in Genesis 28?
في أصح 28 يعقوب كان عامل يعني حال حاجتين في منتهى الشر عملهم يعقوب في أصحاح 28.
In Genesis 28, it's a time in Jacob's life when he had just done two things that were very wicked or evil.
أول حاجة يعقوب غش أبوه.
The first thing is that Jacob deceived his father.
غش إسحاق في إنه استغل إنه هو ما بيشوفش وراح غشه.
He deceived Isaac by taking advantage of his blindness.
وكذب عليه.
And he lied to him.
حاجة ثانية اللي عملها إن يعقوب سرق من أخوه عيسو البركة.
The second thing Jacob did is he stole from his brother Esau the birthright.
يبقى الحاجتين اللي عملهم أول حاجة إنه ذهب والحاجة الثانية إنه سرق يعني غش وسرق غش وسرق.
So in other words, Jacob deceived and he stole.
طيب سؤال بقى اللي نسأله يا رب يا يعقوب بتقول الله باركني أيوة فعلا الله باركه في الوقت ده لما يعقوب هو هربان شاف سلم رأسه بتمس السماء بيربط السماء بالأرض والله الرب يسوع على رأس هذا السلم وملائكة الله طلعوا نزل على هذا السلم ويعقوب قاعد وعمال يتفرج وعمال يسمع.
And we might ask ourselves, well, how is it in that situation Jacob can say that God Almighty appeared unto me and blessed me? And we know what happened in Genesis 28 is that there was a ladder which went from earth to heaven, and God was at the top of this ladder, and the angels of God were ascending and descending upon the ladder.
فبنشوف هنا المشهد ده اللي حصل مع يعقوب مع انه يعقوب في الحقيقة ما يستاهلش ابدا بعد العملة اللي عملها دي في تكوين 28 يعقوب ما يستاهلش انه يسمع اللي سمعه ويشوف اللي شافه. فيعقوب سمع كلام محدش سمعه وشاف منظر محدش شافه وهو في الحقيقة ما يستاهلش لا اللي سمعه ولا اللي شافه كان يستاهله يعقوب.
Given what Jacob had just done at the point in Genesis 28, he did not deserve either to see what he saw or to hear the words that he heard in that scene.
عشان كده لما ظهر له في المشهد ده قال له الله القادر على كل شيء ظهر لي في الحته دي.
But still Jacob could say that God Almighty or God who is able to do everything appeared unto me in this place at Luz.
ونلاحظ يا احبائي ان لما الله بارك يعقوب في هذا المكان ما وبخوش على اي حاجه اي شيء وبخه عليه لكن قال له يا يعقوب انا هكون معاك وأحفظك حيثما تذهب وأردك إلى هذا المكان لأني لا أتركك.
And notice that when God appeared to Jacob in Genesis 28, he didn't rebuke him about anything, but rather he said to him, I will be with you and protect you and bring you again into the place that I promised.
هنا بنشوف أن الله مش بيعاملنا بحسب ما نستحقه، لكن الله أمين معنا ويعطينا أكثر جدا. مما نطلب أو نفتكر حتى وإحنا بنغش وإحنا بنسرق الله يباركنا أيوة بيباركنا لأن بركات الله لينا لا تبنى على استحقاق فيا وفيه وإلا ما كانش ولا واحد فينا أخذ أي بركة من الله.
And in the same way when God deals with us he doesn't deal with us according to what we deserve but he is faithful and he is kind to us.
لكن إيه غرض الله إيه الرابطة إيه علاقة الأمر ده كله يا يعقوب بأن بتقول لي يوسف الله القادر على كل شيء قادر على كل شيء من ناحية إيه؟
What is it exactly that God has in mind when he appears to Jacob in this scene and says to him God Almighty or God who is able to do everything? Why is that relevant to what happened in Genesis 28?
أعتقد أحبائي أن تعبير الله القادر على كل شيء اللي ذكر يوسف وبالمناسبة اللي ذكروا يعقوب بالمناسبة إن إخوات يوسف كانوا موجودين وكانوا تصالحوا وعرفوا يوسف وكل حاجة لكن يعقوب ما تكلمش مع يعقوب ما تكلمش لأولاده ما تكلمش غير ليوسف بس. طب وليه ما جمعتش ولادك كلهم وكلمتهم عن هذا الأمر؟ لا دول ما يعرفوش حاجة اللي أنا هتكلم عليها مش هيفهموها لكن اللي هيفهم اللي هقوله هو ابني يوسف بس.
And notice that when Jacob comes here to speak about this, he's not speaking in the presence of all of his children, but rather it was only Joseph. And it was only Joseph because none of the other children of Jacob could have understood what Jacob was about to say when he spoke about God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything.
فإذن تعبير الله القادر على كل شيء المعنى منه.
This word God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything, what does it mean?
يتكلم عايز يقول له بص يا يوسف بص يا يوسف أنا يعقوب أنا يعقوب وعشان كده هنا بيقول له وقال يعقوب ما كان ما قالش وقال إسرائيل ليوسف مع إن الرب كان غير اسم يعقوب إلى إسرائيل أي أمير الله لكن ما قالوش إسرائيل قالوا يعقوب.
And notice that when the Bible speaks here about what Jacob's saying to Joseph, the Bible doesn't refer to Jacob as Israel, but rather it's referring to Jacob as Jacob.
أنا يعقوب لكن هذا الله يقدر يغير يعقوب يخليه إسرائيل.
And it's as though the Bible is saying to us that the person speaking here is Jacob the supplanter, Jacob the deceiver, Jacob the schemer. But is God Almighty, God able to do everything? Can He change Jacob?
وده أول حاجة عايز ألفت الانتباه ليها.
And that's the first thing I want to draw our attention to.
ما اعتقدش ان حد فينا هيقول انا كنت كويس السنه دي.
I don't think any one of us will say I've been good this year.
انا عن نفسي تقرير عن نفسي انا هقول لا انا ما كنتش كويس ابدا السنه دي.
Speaking for myself, my own conclusion would be no, I haven't been good this year.
لكن هل الله قادر انه يغيرني ويغيرك؟
But is God able to change me and you?
هل الله يعني يستطيع انه يغير؟
Is God able to change?
نعم الله قادر انه يغير.
Yes, God is able to change.
يقدر يغيرني انا من يعقوب يخليني اسرائيل.
God is able to change me from being Jacob to Israel.
وده اللي الرب عايز يقوله لي في نهاية هذا العام. انا ما كنتش كويس. ما اكرمتش الرب كما يجب، ما عشتش حياة التقوى كما يجب لله، ما خدمتوش كما يجب، لكن انا عايز بمشيئة الرب انتقال الرب في مجيئه السنة الجاية هل الله قادر انه يغيرني واكون اكثر نفعا للرب؟
And in the same way I say to myself over the past year I haven't honored the Lord in the way that I should. I haven't served the Lord in the way that I should. But in the upcoming year is God able to change that?
الله يريد تغيير.
God wants us to change.
بس عشان يغير يعقوب
But to change Jacob, it took with him a very long time. I think there are many things that we ask of God in the past year. And some things the Lord has answered. And there are other things which to this point God has not yet answered. And maybe I've been asking for these things not 1 year, but many years, and I'm still waiting on the Lord to answer. And have I ever asked myself one day, Is God capable or not of granting this request? The truth is God is capable. It's very easy for Him to change my circumstances. With one word He can change my circumstances. But the difficult thing is for God to change me. That takes a long time of the Lord.
لكن لاني انا طبيعتي عجنتي صعبه.
Not because he is incapable, but because of me, the material I've made of is difficult to work with.
فالله ربما بيكلمني وبيديني فرصه ثانيه السنه دي وكانه بيقول للقرب اتركها هذه السنه ايضا. اتركها هذه السنة أيضا، وإلا وإلا هذه وأزحزح منارتك من مكانها.
And it's as though God is saying, you can have another year, another opportunity. Like the story of the husbandman who said, let the tree remain for another year and we'll see what happens. So God wants a change. What did he do with Jacob to transform him or change him? We go to Genesis 32. And God, as it were, said, there's no use with him. So I will go to Jacob myself and meet him. And he met Jacob at the ford of Jabbok. And he met Jacob alone. What happened at that meeting? Two people wrestled together. And I ask the question, did God want to dislocate Jacob's thigh? It wasn't God's purpose to make Jacob limp. God doesn't want to do that. But because he kept on wrestling with Jacob, now you think about this wrestling match, God wrestling with Jacob. Is God able to overpower Jacob?
بصوا, physically, لما فضل يصارع معه يبدو ان يعقوب ما سلمش ابدا. ما سلمش ابدا, عنده صحة وقوي وفضل لغاية طلوع الفجر يصارع مع الملاك ويتخانق معاه وربنا منتظر عليه.
From a physical perspective, it seems that Jacob never really surrendered to his opponent, but rather he kept on wrestling and wrestling and wrestling to the break of day. And I think that if God had not dislocated Jacob's thigh, then probably Jacob would have continued wrestling even after the break of day. And so God said no. He said, no, there's no use with this man. You know when he says that he wrestled with the angel and overcame? Who is it that wrestled with the angel? It was Jacob. Did Jacob overcome? He did overcome. Because he didn't want to surrender. So then what happened in Genesis 32? What happened in Genesis 32 is that when Jacob refused completely to change, God said, no, you will change, but in a difficult way. So God demands change.
أخضع ليد الله وأتغير؟
Do I have the willingness to submit to God's hand and change?
هل عندي استعداد أسمع لكلمة الله وأطيعها بدل ما الرب يجيني لوحدي في يوم من الأيام ويدخل في صراع معايا وهيخلع لي حق فخذي؟
Am I prepared? Am I willing to listen to God's word and change rather than having God meet with me alone one day and wrestle with me and, as it were, dislocate my thigh? And that's why in Genesis 48, Jacob describes God as God Almighty or God. In Genesis 28, I was very bad. I was stubborn. And I didn't want to listen to anyone. I didn't want to obey God's words to me.
لو وصل الأمر كده, الله يضطر إن هو
And when things reach that point, then God is forced to dislocate my thigh. And like someone once said, Jacob never learned how to walk right until he started limping.
وفي آخر حياته,
And Jacob couldn't see his whole life properly until the end of his life when he was blind. Because Jacob at the end of his life couldn't see. He couldn't see just like his father. Did you notice sowing, the principle of sowing and reaping in this scenario? Is it possible that if a father does something wrong, then the son can bear a consequence as a result? Isaac at the end of his life was blind. And he was deceived. And his son, Jacob, had the very same problem. He was blind, and also in his life he was deceived by his uncle Laban. And that's why Jacob, speaking to Joseph, said to him, Joseph, I was in a very poor condition, but God Almighty, God who is able to do everything, appeared to me at last and changed me.
Allah غير يعقوب في نهاية حياته.
And God changed Jacob at the end of his life.
بدأ يعقوب يبارك.
And then Jacob started to bless.
العمر ما يعرف يبارك.
The one who never knew how to bless.
يعقوب ما تعلمش يدي.
Jacob never learned how to give.
لكن يأخذ.
He always took.
لكن في نهاية حياته.
But at the end of his life.
كان يبارك. بارك فرعون. بارك أولاد يوسف. وبارك أولاده كلهم.
He blessed Pharaoh, he blessed Joseph's sons, and he blessed all of his children. And that's why in Genesis 48, verse 3, he said, God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything. And that's what God wants from each one of us. That God is able to change us.
بس يا ترى هتاخد أي طريق عشان الرب يغيرك فيه.
But I wonder which path will you take for God to change you.
هل هتاخد الطريق السهل؟
Will you take the easy path?
ولا هتاخد الطريق الصعب؟
Or will you take the hard path?
الطريق السهل إني بخضع لكلمة الله.
The easy path is to submit to God's word.
الله هيباركني.
And God will bless me.
لكن الله هيباركني أيوة لأن الله دعوته وهباته هي بلا ندامة فالله هيباركني.
But God will also bless me otherwise, because God's gifts are irrevocable. But He'll bless me in another way. The other way that God will bless me is to dislocate my thigh. But it's hard. Because it remained with Jacob for the rest of his life. Jacob walked limping.
Allah al-Qadir ala kulli shay.
God Almighty, or God who is able to do everything. It says in verse 4, and said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee. I can accept and benefit from these words. If it was said about someone other than Jacob. But to say of Jacob, I will make thee fruitful, is difficult. Lord, not Jacob. You don't know Jacob. You can say of Joseph, I will make you fruitful. That sounds right. But to say it of Jacob, can we believe God or not? Of course I believe God. I'm like Jacob. But is God able to make me fruitful? If I submit to His word.
الله يقدر يخليني مثمرا.
God can make me fruitful.
طيب عشان الوقت بسرعة انتقل للنقطة الثانية.
For time's sake we'll move to the next point.
قال له حاجة مهمة جدا. بص قال له هنا ايه؟ قال له موضوع مطرحين.
The next thing he speaks to him about is the death of Rachel in verse 7.
قال له ماتت عندي رحيل وانا في الطريق.
He says Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way.
إذ بقيت مسافة من الأرض.
When yet there was but a little way to come.
حتى آتي إلى أفراتا.
Unto Ephrath.
ليه بيقول له بقيت مسافة في الأرض؟ ليه يعني إيه دخل الحتة دي يعني عشان يقولها؟
Why was Jacob bothering to say when there was yet but a little way to come?
بيشرحها في العدد الحتة اللي بعديها.
He explains it in the next portion.
فدفنتها هناك في طريق أفراتا.
And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath.
ألاقي هي بيت لها.
The same is Bethlehem. The question I ask, what does it mean Rachel died by me? He wants to say to him, I was surprised by the death of Rachel. What caused Rachel to die? Was she sick? She wasn't. Was she, the younger or the older compared to Leah? Leah was older. And she was the younger. So probably her health was fine. So why did she die, Rachel? It was a strange death. She died while giving birth to a child. And Lord, it's a rather strange thing. I mean, giving birth is a good thing. And it's a rare thing for a person to die giving birth, particularly in the Old Testament. But what happened is Rachel did die. He was just about to start enjoying Rachel. Because Rachel is the one who he loved. And he labored for her 14 years. For 14 years the man labored to get Rachel. And as soon as he got her, he only had two sons from her, Joseph and Benjamin, and then she died. Why does Jacob, though, tell Joseph at the end of Jacob's life about the death of Rachel? Like we said, in verse 3, Jacob says that God blessed him, even though Jacob didn't deserve it. And the Lord has blessed us this year, but did we deserve the blessing he blessed us with? But like we said, the next thing he mentioned is something bad that happened with him, the death of Rachel. And it's as though Jacob wants to teach Joseph a lesson. Take note, Joseph. When I went and took Rachel to be my wife, I did not ask God. Even though they're two sisters, and it was permitted for him at that time to take two or three, and in actual fact, Jacob took four. But it's a strange thing. He says to him, at this time, Rachel died. This is the one who I loved. And I took her without asking of the Lord. And the question that I ask is, who is it that died? Was it Rachel or Leah? Rachel. Why, Lord, would you do this? Why would you take Rachel, the one I love, the one for whom I labored many years? And of course, Rachel is the one who brought Joseph and Benjamin. And we know that Joseph and Benjamin are both excellent. Is there a contradiction or an inconsistency in God's thinking.
هل الله لما اداني يوسف ده معناها انه موافق عليا على جواز الرحيل؟
Does the fact that God gave to me Joseph mean that he approves of my marriage to Rachel?
لا احبائي، كون ان الله اداله يوسف من رحيل واداله بنيامين، هذا لا يعني انه كان موافق على جوازه من رحيل.
The fact that God gave to Jacob both Joseph and Benjamin from Rachel, it does not mean that God approved of the marriage of Jacob to Rachel.
لا أحد، لكن الله قدر يستطيع أن يخرج من هذا الآكل أكلا ويصنع من هذا الجافي حلاوة، فهو يغير الغلط اللي إحنا بنعمله ويطلع منه خير، لكن هذا الخير اللي طالع ليس معناه أن الله موافق على اللي حصل مني من البداية.
God is able to bring forth out of something bad that I have done, good. But it does not follow that God approves of the bad that I have done. And that's why God took Rachel from Jacob. The lesson I learned from this,
Rachel تمثل في حياتي وحياتك أشياء كثيرة حصلت مني.
Rachel might picture or represent for us a number of things that can happen in our lives.
ممكن جدا أخذ قرار في حياتي دون استشارة الرب.
For example, I can make a decision in my life without seeking God's counsel.
هذا يروح مني في النهاية.
And in the end, the thing will go from me.
ممكن جدا أي حاجة أعملها ارتباط ارتبطته أو تفكير فكرته أو أتيتيود مشيت بيه غلط. أي حاجة سعيت وراها مشيت وراها كانت الهدف بتاعي لكن الرب مش في الصورة، نهايته هو نهاية رحيل، هيروح مني في النهاية.
And we can say the same about many other things in our lives. Very often it could be a bad relationship, it could be a bad attitude, it could be a bad thought. The end of all of that, when I haven't inquired of God, is the same thing that happened with Rachel. It'll go from
me.
And the Rachel in my life could be my disobedience to God's word. So I can see the word of God. The word of God tells me one thing. And I want to direct my words specifically to the young people.
كلمة الله هي السلاح بتاع كل واحد فيكم.
The word of God is
سلاح يعني سيف.
The word of God is like the sword for each one of us.
كلمة الله هي اللي هتحميكم.
The word of God is what protects you.
من هذا العالم الشرير.
From this evil world.
أنتم موضوعين في عالم شرير.
You are placed in an evil world.
ولا احنا ولا انتو قد الشيطان ولا قد العالم ولا قد الجسد.
And there is no one who is big enough for the world or the flesh or Satan.
فاذا ما كنتش وانا شاب اطيع كلمة الله واخضع لكلمة الله، النتائج بتاعتها هو ما حدث لرحيل.
And as a young person, if I don't obey God's word, then the result will be what happened to Rachel.
عشان كده نقرأ عن رحيل كلمة عجيبة جدا، إن بقيت مسافة من الأرض حتى آتي إلى أفراد. يدوبك هو ربنا قال له إيه في 35، قم اصعد يا يعقوب إلى بيت إير، مكانك الحقيقي عند بيت إير، هناك بيت الله هو ده المكان بتاعك اللي عايز أرجعك فيه.
Notice in verse 7 Jacob says when she died that there was but a little way to come unto Ephrah. And in Genesis 35, God had told Jacob to get up and to go back to Bethel.
And
he did go to Bethel, ultimately, Jacob. But the question is, did Rachel accompany him all the way to Bethel? She didn't, and it was not possible for God to bring Rachel into Bethel. Nor could she be buried in Bethel. She could be buried in Bethlehem, but not in Bethel.
لأن بيت إير ده المكان وقصد الله ليعقوب إنه يرجع لهذا المكان ورجوعه إلى هذا المكان أنت ماشي حسب الخطة بتاعتي وحسب مقاصدي اللي أنا عايزها.
But Bethel is the place to which God wanted Jacob to return, and for Jacob to return to Bethel, it means that Jacob must be walking in accordance with God's will for his life.
عشان كده قال يدوبك بقيت مسافة.
And that's why Jacob said there was only but a little way.
لكن بكل أسف مش هقدر أخذ الميت بتاعي أمشي بيه لأنه خطر عليا لازم أدفنه في أقرب حتة أنا موجود فيها.
But sadly for Jacob, he couldn't take Rachel and bury her at his destination. He had to bury her where he was.
فدفنتها هناك في طريق أفراط التي هي بيت لحم.
And then that's why it says at the end of verse 7, I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem.
وده يورينا ان راحيل المحبوبة اللي أخذها بحسب تفكيره وبحسب قراره لم يستمتع بها بل كانت سبب مرار في حياة يعقوب. كل حياة يعقوب ما شافش من راحيل ولا حاجة حلوة. وفي النهاية هيبدأ يستمتع بيها لما يرجع ويستقر في بيت إير راح.
And that's why we find that Rachel, who Jacob took according to his own thinking, independently of God, he never really enjoyed her. And when he was about to head back to Bethel, and there he could enjoy her presence, she was taken before he got to his destination.
وانا عايز اقول لكل واحد, كل واحد, اي حاجة انا مبسوط بيها, اي حاجة انا فرحان بيها, بس مش بحسب مشيئة الرب, مش بحسب كلمة الله. أنا ممكن أفرح بيها يمكن أسبوع أسبوعين شهر سنة سنتين, لكن أهم حاجة خلال الفترة دي كلها هل أنت فعلا سعيد بهذا الأمر؟ هل تشعر بالسعادة في هذا الأمر؟
And I want to ask myself and ask every person, when we enjoy something which is not according to God's will, we can enjoy it for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year, or even many years, but will we ultimately enjoy it completely? And the answer is no. The thing will go from us and we'll lose it. Instead, let's be like Moses. Moses had presented in front of him all of life. When he reached 40 years of age,
سن الأربعين سنة سن التمتع بالخطية والعظمة والشهرة.
It was an age where he could enjoy sin and greatness and fame and pleasure.
لكن قال إيه موسى عن الحاجات دي كلها؟
But what did Moses say of all of these things?
قال إن كل هذه الأمور حتى الخطية لكي يتمتع بها التمتع وقتي بالخطية.
What Moses said of all of these things is that all these enjoyments are only temporal or for a season.
كل شيء مش بحسب مشيئة الله هو شيء وقتي.
Everything that is not in accordance with God's will is only temporary.
لكن هبدأ أواجه الحقيقة.
But I'll begin to confront the truth.
وهواجه المساوئ بتاعتها.
The consequences or difficulties of it.
ولا خلاص من هذه الأمور.
And there's no out from that.
إلا بالرجوع والتوبة إلى الله.
Except by repentance and returning to God. And that's why God tells us today at the end of the year, I want to tell you something. I want you to change. I want to make a change in you and in every other person. God is able to change us.
بصراحة يعني عطلت الله إنه يغيرني ويغيرك.
There are many things that I have done and that you have done which have hindered God changing.
لكن الأمر الثاني الله بيقول لي خلي بالك الأمر اللي أنت أخذته قرار في حياتك خلال هذه السنة بدون إذن من الرب عملت أي حاجة ليست بحسب مشيئة الرب اعلم يقينا حتى لو هتدخل السنة الجاية وأنت أما الرب اللي بعديها واللي بعديها حصلها مر.
And the second thing that God is saying to us is that take note that if in the past you've made a decision or taken a step that's contrary to God's will, the thing will go. God wants us instead to enjoy him and to live in accordance with
النقطة الثانية بسرعة.
The next point quickly.
وبارك يوسف عدد 15 وقال الله الذي صار أمامه أبوي إبراهيم وإسحاق.
Verse 15, and he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. Before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. But what about Jacob?
Allah, لكن يعقوب يقول حاجة تاني.
Jacob then says something else. And that's why I was saying before that Jacob's life in the end was the most beautiful. It doesn't say before whom I walked to this day, or who was kind or gracious towards me to this day. Is it wrong for Jacob to say that he walked before God, or that God was kind towards him to this day? It's not bad. The fact that God would walk with Jacob or be kind to him is a beautiful thing. But Jacob saw far more beautiful than that.
لما في نهاية حياته مش الله الذي صار ولا الذي أحسن إلي لكن الله الذي رعاني.
It's not just that God who walked with me or God who was kind to me, but God which fed or shepherded me. Why is Jacob saying these words? What does he mean? Jacob was a shepherd. And he lived many years shepherding sheep. And he knows how difficult sheep are. And he knows how easily sheep can go astray. And that they're very weak.
وكأنه عايز يقول الله مش مجرد انه احسن الي وصار امامي درعاني كالغنم الغبي الغنم الضعيف الغنم اللي بيضل وكأنه بيقول ليوسف الله درعاني.
But rather what Jacob is saying is not simply that God was with me or that God was kind to me, but in the same way how sheep are stupid and go astray, God shepherded me and was with me and blessed him. And that's what the Lord did with his people of old. He shepherded them according to his heart. And with his hand he led them. That's the good shepherd. How much should we thank God for his shepherding
us?
Not just that he walks in front of us, not just that he's kind to us, but rather he shepherds us in our weakness and
failures.
He is that great high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. So it says that he shepherded me all my life long unto this day. Are you sure, Jacob, of these words that you're saying? The God which shepherded me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil. From all evil. Are you sure, Jacob, from all evil? Was God shepherding you through all that you experienced? It's easy for him to say these words when God blessed him. But do these words also apply when they brought Joseph's coat to him with the blood on it and torn?
هل الله في الأمور الوحشة اللي أنا شايفها وحشة والأمور اللي نكدت علي وقدرتني أقدر أشهد وأقول الله الذي خلصني من كل شر؟
In the bad circumstances of life, can I also say that God who has redeemed me from all evil?
الشر ممكن كان يخلص علي.
The wickedness or the trouble could have finished me off.
أقرب من لي حماه.
Even those closest to him, his own uncle.
ضرور ده نبات بلا لا اسمه
لبان
even
his own uncle Laban
لبان لكن خلصه ولا ما خلصوش منه كان نويله
did God deliver Jacob from Laban
or not أخوه اللي طلع معاه توأم اللي طلعوا مع بعض كان ناوي يقتله ولا مش ناوي كان ناوي يقتله
his own brother Esau did he not want to kill Jacob
لكن خلصه من كل شر
but God delivered him from all
أنا أقدر أقول في نهاية العام ده نفس الكلام ملاك الله أي الرب يسوع المسيح الذي خلصني من كل شر
can I say at the end of the year these words the angel that is the Lord Jesus himself which redeemed me from all evil
رب يساعد
The Lord help us.
أن هذه الأفكار اللي قالها يعقوب في نهاية حياته.
That these thoughts which Jacob said at the end of his life.
أن كل واحد فينا يفتكرها.
That each one of us also might remember them.
افتكر أن الله عايز يغيرني ويغيرك.
Remember that God wants to change me and you.
مش ممكن أبدا الله يرضى بأولاده أن هم يقعدوا زي ما هم ما فيش نمو في حياتهم من سنة لتانية.
God doesn't want for his children to remain the same from one year to the next.
لكن عايزنا نتغير من تلك الصورة عينها من مجد إلى مجد.
But he wants us to change from glory to glory.
لكن في نفس الوقت عايز يقول لي خلي بالك خلي بالك اوعى 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 تحتفظ بحاجة عملتها بإرادتك الخاصة ولازلت بتعملها ولازلت ماشي في الطريق ده اعلم ان رحيل هتروح منك
but at the same time he also wants to warn me take note don't hold on to something which you have done and which you are persisting in contrary to God's will
لكن الله عايز توبة حقيقية
but rather God wants true repentance
نتوب إلى الرب
repentance towards God
فيرحمنا ويكثر لنا الغفران
and then he'll have mercy on us
الحاجة الثالثة
But the third thing
ما ننساش سواء حلو أو سواء وحش
is not to forget that whether it be good or bad
علينا أن نحن نشكر ونعترف أن الله خلصنا في هذه السنة من كل شر
We need to thank God and acknowledge that He has redeemed us this year from all evil
Amen
Amen
نستطيع أن نقول لا أمانة لا جور في البتة فعلنا أنا زي يعقوب ويمكن غير كمان زي يعقوب أيام طويلة زي يعقوب أغلب العمر كان كده لكن نعمة خاصة لما خلعت حوق الفاس يا رب يا رب انت عارف تعمل معانا ازاي بيقول غلبه يا رب هو يعقوب يغلب الله اللي كان بيصارعه بكى واسترحمه نعم 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 هو دي افضل طريقه تعاملنا بيها ان احنا نيجي عند موقف خدميك ونقول لك سامحنا على كل الماضي على كل قصور في حياتي ولأنك عاوز تبتدي بداية جديدة هقول لك سلمتك من جديد سلمتك الحياة زمان خالص فاكر لكن دلوقتي هبتدي أقول لك سلمتك من جديد تكون أنت الأول والثاني والثالث والرابع والكل في الكل يا رب أنت عاوز تشوفنا في أفضل مستوى أبقيتنا في الوجود لأنك عاوز تشوف يا أبانا صورة مطابقة لربنا يسوع المسيح وده ممكن مش بقوة إنسانية أو حتى أي مجهود بشري لكن إذا كنا نأتي إليك وندع روح الله هو اللي يرشد ويسيطر ويقود احنا بنسلمك في نهاية هذا العام حياتنا يا رب كلم عن نفسي وأصلي أن نكون هكذا لكي تبارك هذه الجماعة بل تبارك كل القديسين الذين يا رب يسير في هذا الموقف نسير في موقف مصرف. رب نحن نشكرك لأنك بتكرمنا دائما لأنك خايف علينا وبتحبنا وعاوز تباركنا. ونحن نشكرك لأجل صوتك ولأجل كلمتك ومحبتك وشفاعتك المستمرة من أجلنا. يا رب بارك صوتك وما استخدمته فيما بيننا وباركنا نحن أيضا وأعطي أن نعيش الحياة المشبعة لقلبك المشبعة لقلبك. هذا أبانا نسأله في اسم ربنا يسوع المسيح ولك فيه الكرامة والمجد الآن وإلى الأبد.